Okay, we are looking at the Svasemes Tushnas Tuf Reish Mem Dalid on Yom Kippur on the top of the page here. The Gemara says at the very beginning of Maseches Yoma Kodim Yom Kippur Mafrishin Kohen Gadol. For 7 days the Kohen Gadol was separated from everyone, ostensibly so he would gain a cheskes tahara and avoid any possibilities of becoming tummy. This was all done liyom echad for the sake of the one day of Yom Kippur. Ayin sham ha'inyan ki yom kippurim hu yom echad miyuchad bashana. It was all done for the sake of this one unique day. Shehu me'ein olam haba. It's a day which the Zohar says is like olam haba. It's a day when we don't eat, we don't drink, like olam haba, the Zohar says in Mishpatim. Tzadikim yoishmim v'atreseim b'rasheihem. And that's all of us. V'nehenim mizivashchina. And that's all of us on Yom Kippur. So it has an aspect of olam haba to it. And therefore, to prepare for something that's outside of the teva of this world, you need the 7 days which are like the teva, and then on the eighth day, you're prepared for the eighth level, which is outside of teva. Like the Medrash in the Zohar says, Yom Kippur is outside of teva. It's me'ein olam haba. Shadoimim l'malachim. We stand like malachim stand. Malachim don't have the need to sit. They don't have, therefore, any knees or joints. They just move, but they are not sitting. They don't bend. They don't need to. They don't lie. Umizgalabai hanhaga shalamala mahateva. We are acting in a way that is lamaila mahateva, without food, without need for food, without drink or need for drink, and tshuva itself is lamaila mahateva. The Kohen Gadol becomes like a malach. He is like a malach in that he has a disposition of such purity and holiness and has taken leave, so to speak, of his worldly aspect to the point that he can go lifnai lifnim, where the Kodesh HaKodeshim is, as we discussed many times, it's not really of this earth. And he leaves behind what is typically considered this world, and he goes to an otherworldly place because he has been transformed. K'mesh Kosov, as the Medrash says, on the Pasuk of Chol Adam Lo Yiyeh Ba'al Mayed, no one should be in the Kodesh or the Kodesh HaKodeshim when the Kohen enters. So the Gemara, actually the Medrash says, Rabbi Avo says, V'chi ein HaKohen Gadol Adam, you know, like, what is the Kohen Gadol? He's an Adam himself. And the answer is no. No one is there, and he's not a person. He enters with an aspect of being otherworldly. He's otherworldly, the Medrash says. He's not like a person any longer at that moment. Rest of the year, he's a person. But he's transformed through these 7 days so that on Yom Kippur, he enters there where the Kodesh HaKodeshim is and he is not a person. Similarly, V'zehu ke'inyin shekasov b'miluim b'yam hashmini kara Moshe. Why is the day when the Mishkan is being used, it's finally becoming actualized as the Beis Hashem, why was that specifically on the Yom HaShmini? Because the 7 days represent Teva. And the eighth day, the Yom HaShmini, represents Am Yisrael reaching a level that's outside of mere Teva. And because we were outside of mere Teva in such Kedusha, we were able to bring down a fire from heaven. The Eish that came onto the Mizbeach was not Derech HaTeva. It was something accomplished by Klal Yisrael because it was a time when we were able to reach beyond Teva. As he writes in Parshas Shmini, in the Svasemes and Shmini, at length, where he says, quoting from what he wrote in Shmini, he says, Kol yimei hamiluim hu tikun hashleimus hanimtza al piteva. The 7 days is perfection that we try to reach through teva, in teva. Aval ha'adam tzorach lahamshich gam yimash alamala. But a person, a human being, is capable of going beyond teva. And we did on the Shmini Lamiluim. And that's why and how Klal Yisrael was able to draw down an Eish from Shemayim, a fire from heaven. Ki bechinas shelamala mehateva b'koyach hatshuva shehisoiru b'nei Yisrael. It was the tshuva that we had done on Chet Ha'egel that caused us to be of such stature that we were able to bring down sheyered esh min hashemayim. Ba'al zeh dorshu, that's why Chachameinu Adersh on Yom Daf Beis Amud Aleph on the pasuk Tziva Hashem Lasois Lechaper, that the pasuk by Yom Kippur says Lasois Lechaper, and we learn that Lasois means to have these kinds of stringencies, the 7 days of being parush by the para aduma. When preparing the para, the person who's going to be serifis apara is also separated for 7 days. The lasos lechaper means ma'isa para u'ma'isa yom kippurim. They're same in that they have to have preparation of 7 days, so that on the 8th day there will be the ability to reach to where you cannot expect to reach unless you've prepared, and now you're going outside of Teva. You've gone through whatever you need to in Teva, in the Shleimus that we can achieve in the natural sense of things, and then the 8th day is the day when we go beyond the Teva, and that's where we achieve tshuva, where we manage to do something which is chutz miderech hateva. Tshuva is chutz miderech hateva. Tshuva was something HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared before the creation of the world itself. The possibility of, so to speak, something happening in a physical world, and now it's as if it never happened, and now you're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you went through an experience that is as if it didn't happen. This is all chutz miderech hateva. V'hakol inyan echad. The same thing in the case of the paraduma. The paraduma is a kapara for the ega. And the achievement of tahara through the paraduma is because of the fact that there was a chet ha'egel, and now the undoing of that chet and the improvement upon it and the rebound, so to speak, beyond teva, that's bechinas hatshuva, shehu lamayla mehagas yimei bereishis. It's lamayla from yimei bereishis. K'mei shekasuv, the pasuk says as much. The pasuk says, Chazal teach us that Yom Kippur is a day chutz min hateva. The pasuk is in Tehillim. Gol mi ro'u einecha v'al sifrecha kulam yikosevu yomim yutzaru v'lo yachod mehem. Meaning, in simple pshat, gol mi ro'u einecha. My physical body, my goylem, was eventually going to be in this world. V'al sifrecha kulam yikosevu. All physical people, all the people that were ever going to be born, were known before time by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're going to be in this world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu foresees this. The neshamas are all there. Eventually the people will be born. Yomim yutzaru. Those days will come. And the people will be created. V'loy achad mehem. V'loy achad mehem, the Medrash says, means, but there's one day a year that's not like any other day, where you're not with your goylem, you're not with your physical body. You are as if you have only your neshama. Zehu Yom HaKippurim. It's Medrash Tanu de Be'Eliyahu. Medrash Tanu de Be'Eliyahu says that this, when it says in the pasuk Yomim Yutzaru, it means there are all kinds of days where people live, people who are born live, V'lo Yachad Mehem. Now the pasuk in Ksiv, it says, Loi with a Vav. But the Kri is Loi with an Aleph. Loi Echad Mehem, meaning there is one day that's not like any other day. Because on that day, it's not that you have a Neshama and a Guf. You only have a Neshama. It's a day of the Neshama alone. In other words, you're able to rise to a place and to a level where your Guf is of no problem, no challenge. There's no Yetzer Hara, there's no Satan. The goof is just able to attain purity and a level of such holiness. And this is how the Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because he has come to a point where he can reach beyond Teva and leave his physicality, so to speak, behind. And he's about to say that his very physical body becomes transformed. V'zehu einyon shekosuf. Chazal say, shaloi lovshin Aaron l'gdulasai. Oh, Aaron is given credit. He didn't wear the Bigdei Kahuna Gedayla l'gdulasai for any self-aggrandizement. V'hayitachin. The Svasemis asks, v'hayitachin shehoyim mizgoy Aaron b'hiyaysai levish b'godim yikarim. Do you think that Aaron, the holy Aaron, would have had any haughtiness? He would have had any sense of personal pride when he wears the Bigdei Kahuna Gedayla? He was a tzaddik. How can you even say, you know, Aaron put on the bigodim of the Kahuna Gedayla without any personal pride or personal sense of aggrandizement or satisfaction? Of course. Ah, no, the Teretz is as follows. Rak. Shebegodim heim hamalbushim. The bigodim that we're talking about is not just the physical bigodim that he put on, the cloth. The bigodim that we're talking about is that which encloaked his whole persona. V'kosuf, Bigdei Kodesh heim. The Pasuk says they are Bigdei Kodesh. V'nehepach melevush haguf. His normal levush haguf, his physical guf, was transformed. Shehu levush lahanesham. His physical guf, typically that's what we are. A physical guf that's as mundane as anything else in the created world. It's alive, but it's mundane. In it, there is a neshama. It houses, it is the home of a neshama, but it is a physical entity. No. The Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, has become the nislabesh b'malbushei kodesh. His neshama is now enclosed and surrounded by a guf that has been transformed and is now a levush kodesh. His physical body becomes a levush kodesh. Not that you just say patently, he's holy. Usually you say a person is holy, we mean that he's a holy person because he does mitzvahs, but he's still a person, and his guf still has all the characteristics of guf. No. On Yom Kippur, the malbush we're talking about when we say that he was not mizgoeh, was not just the physical clothing that he wore. It means he wasn't mizgoeh from the fact that he had become completely transformed and that his physical body had become kadosh. But he was not mizgoeh. He had no sense of pride in spite of that achievement. Kedisa b'piyut, this is what we mean in the piyut of Marakayin, b'inyin Marakayin, that he had an appearance of such holiness. You understood that he had become transformed. His physical being, his physical body, had become transformed. If there would have been any personal sense of achievement, he would not have been transformed. The whole point of being able to become transformed and that your guf becomes holy clearly is something that applies to and can happen in a person who has no selfish interest. If you're becoming so holy that your guf becomes transformed somehow, it's obvious that you are completely pure and have no selfish sense of the moment and of what it means. You are completely given over, devoted, completely defined by that holiness. So this is what Yom Kippur is. It's a day that's like Olam Haba for us, and a day that was L'mayla min HaTeva, in that Tshuva is L'mayla min HaTeva, and the Kohen Gadol achieved this to such a degree that he became physically one whose body is a malbush of Kedusha, and hence he's able to enter Lefnayu Lefnim, where otherwise no one can enter. A place that's not of this world. Now, on this Pasuk in Tehillim, Yomim Yutzaru V'leyachod mehem. We read in Svasemes Tov Reish Mem Tes more explanation of this pasuk and how and why Tana D'Be'Elio says that it's referring to Yom Kippur. Isa. Again, let's continue with the pasuk, but we'll start first with the beginning of the pasuk. Golmi ra'u einecho v'al sifrecha kulam yikosevu yamim yutzaru v'lo yachod mehem. Hu Yom Kippurim. Perish. Shabai mizgale tzir hapnimi shel ish Yisrael. On Yom Kippur, there is a characteristic of every yid that becomes seen and that is actualized. Tichsiv says in the Torah, "Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam." Now, obviously, "Vayitzer" means to create. It's the same word as "Yamim Yutzaru." Now, it says "Vayitzer" with two yuds because there are beis yitziras. There are two parts to man: the neshama from heaven and the guf from earth, from the very soil of earth, afar min ha'adama. Those are the two yitziras. V'lo yachod mehem. But on Yom Kippur, there's only one of them. That's how the Sfas Emes, in just one brilliant stroke, says, that's the meaning of this Medrash Tana Be'Elio. That when it says Yomim Yutzaru, it means, and is referencing, the Yitziras HaAdam, Vayitzer with two yuds, V'lo yachod mehem. But there's only one on Yom Kippur. And that's the Neshama, and not the Guf. Perish Rashi, on Tehillim says, Shekishahayu hayamim lefanov, lahayu begashmius. He now is supporting the idea of how the Pasuk is referring to these two aspects of man, even though in Pshat, it's not so recognizable. But he says, look, Rashi says that they mention in the beginning of the Pasuk, Gomi ro'u enecho, is the physical man that had not yet been created. Lohayu begashmius. They didn't exist, we didn't exist. Rakshin is slabesh bitzir gashmi. As each person is born, that person's neshama is now given a physical home, the cloth that surrounds it, so to speak, that it wears. The neshama wears the guf that was born. And now, therefore, says the Sfas Emes, the pshat in the pasuk, according to Tana D'Be'Elio, is Yom Kippurim, heisir zehagashmis. That on Yom Kippur, lo yachod mehem, one of them is taken away. It's a day when one's gashmis is so secondary as to be as if it's not here, as if we're not of gashmi, as if we're not people of flesh and blood, but just ruchni, just spiritual. L'chein amru, so that's why it says, the Gemara in Yom Medavchof, Hasotin ein loy rishus b'yom kippur. Mustama kein hu ba'odam, she'ene yetzahara, she'u hasotin. Gemara Bavastra says, the sotin is the yetzahara. So if the sotin is not shaylet, so then the yetzahara is not shaylet. She'ene yetzahara, she'u hasotin shaylet boy. The Yetzirah does not reign, doesn't rule over us on Yom Kippur. Ukimalochim she'en lehem rak leiv echad. The Malachim don't have a Yetzirah. They only have a Yetzirah HaTov. That's why it says in Parshas Vayera, Avram addresses his guests and says, V'sa'adu libchem. Now, there are three of them. He should have said, V'sa'adu levavchem. But he says, Sa'adu libchem, meaning your one heart, because that's he understood, or he intuited there may be malachim, there may be of an angelic nature, so therefore, there's only one yetzer, there's not two. So that's why he said, V'sa'adu libchem, and that's what the Sfasemis here means when he says that they only have one leif. L'chein ein tzarech achilu ushasiyah. That's why we are fasting. Not that we are just being mekayim v'nisim es nafsha seichem. By being mekayim that, we are saying we don't need food and drink. We are above it, beyond it. V'kosuv, furthermore, it says in Shearshim, shcher ani v'naveh, dorshu chazal, chazal adairish. That we are shcher, we might be blackened with sin and iniquity the rest of the year. But on Yom Kippur, we are so beautiful. Why? Because our physical flaws, our physical impediments, everything that holds us back from being holy and pure, is so negated and unimportant as to be as if it doesn't exist. We are just ruchni. Our malbush gashmi is no longer with us, so to speak. We are like malachim. L'chein, ha'yinichnas ha'kayin gadol l'fnai l'fnim. That's why the kayin gadol could enter l'fnai l'fnim to the Holy of Holies. B'zois yavoi. He's now being derish. Zois means who? Kishin is barer ha'pnimius. B'zois yavoi means when he has prepared himself such that his innermost being and his neshama is his aspect, that's who he is, that's what defines him. And that is guf, b'zois yavai Aaron. That's how Aaron comes in. When he has nisbarad, when he's purified and brought out the purity of his pnimius, b'li hislabshus hagashmius, without the extraneous physicality of his being. V'chein kosuv, similarly, the Torah says, ach v'asar, that on the 10th, we are mekayim in the mitzvos of this day. The pasuk is in Vayikra Chav Gimel. Look up the pasuk and read it. Ach be'asar l'chodesh ha'shivii hazeh yom ha'kippurim hu mikra kodesh yelechem v'nisem es nafshasechem v'chula v'chula. Why is the ach? Ach always comes to be m'mayit. Ach is l'mayit. To take away. Says the Sfasem is something so fantastic. He says, Chazal, in the pasuk ach as azahov, the pasuk that teaches us about Giulei Midyan, and that we have to bring that which was once owned by Midyanim to a mikveh. And it has to be kashered in fire if it's going to be used in fire. But the Torah says, ach, and Chazal say, that's because shitzrichin lahavir ha-chaluda, you have to take the rust off. In order to have a proper tevila, you must remove anything that is not really true to the keli, and rust is not part of the keli any longer. You have to file it down, and you have to sand it down, remove the rust, then you tevel and kasher it. Kein b'yom ha-kippurim titaru. That's what ach. Ach ba'osel l'chodesh is teaching us that there's something in which Yom Kippur is like any other tahara. What do you have to do to make something tahar? You have to take away the chaluda, the rust. That's what Yom Kippur is. You're taking away your gashmius. You're taking away that part of you which is shayach to becoming fashimult, shayach to becoming rusty, shayach to being impure. Ach, lema'it. What are you mema'it? You mema'it your gashmius. Not just the gashmius that you don't take in and you don't eat and drink. Your whole being. And the fact that you have a body is insignificant on Yom Kippur. It's a day of total ruchnius, the day of the neshama. That's what ach lema'et means. Finally, in Shnas Tov Reish Nun Aleph, he speaks beautifully about the mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveray. Isa b'mishnah averus sheben Adam l'chaveray, the mitzvahs that are between us, the mistakes we make person to person. We have to beg forgiveness. Dinei b'yom kippur nasin b'nei Yisrael achdus echod. Kidi isa v'loi echod mehem. So he's saying that that same pasuk, which Tanud Bileo told us is referring to Yom Kippur, that pasuk says v'loi echod mehem, that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a vav, has this one day when he and Am Yisrael are one. And it's a day when Am Yisrael is one, because we can't be one with Hashem unless we're one with each other. Just as all of the days of the year are now perfected and reach their height in Yom Kippur, anything we did wrong during the past year is finally forgiven, so that the year is accountable to us all of the days of the year in a good way. So that means that all of the days of the year relate to Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur redeems all of those days. Once we are pure and we've let go of our gashmias, so then each of us, we are all the neshamas. The neshamas come from the same place. The neshamas all relate perfectly and fit perfectly one with the other. It's only because of chet, chetayim which we do selfishly with our bodies, whether it's chetayim between ourselves and Hashem or chetayim between us, it's only that which our bodies do wrong. But in our neshamas, we are one with Hashem and one with each other. K'meshe kasuf. The pasuk in Yeshayahu says, "Avoneseichem hoyu mavdilin beneichem levein olakeichem." Your sins separate between you and your Rebbeinu Shalom. V'yesh averus shigarim in perid ben adam lamakim. V'yesh shigarim in perid ben adam lachaveira. Some averus cause division between us and Hashem. Some between us, division between and amongst us, divisiveness. Chas v'shalom. V'yitachin lefarish. We can even perhaps explain that the pasuk means mavdilin. Beinechem mamish, not just between Am Yisrael and Hashem, but between and amongst us. Avoneseichem hayu mavdilin beinechem, between Yidden, chatoim between Yidden caused a perud, caused terrible, divisive, unhappy relations, and even hostile attitudes chalila between two Yidden. Bitochen lefarish, mavdilin beinechem mamish, between and amongst us. V'gam bein elokeichem, both. Utsrichin l'taken beiz mine pirud elu. We have to correct both these perudim, these falling away from each other and falling away from Hashem. V'zeh shekosuv aveiroi shben odom lachaveiroi, quote, end quote, einu dafka gzeilu ukadoima. Doesn't just mean what you've actually done, such as taking what's not yours, what doesn't belong to us. It could also mean internally what you think, what you feel, how you regard your fellow Jew. It doesn't mean you have to talk to him, because let's say you have a feeling about someone which you never expressed. But the parish is, that's how you take away perud, by thinking and feeling every single Jew in the world is my brother, my sister. I have a feeling for them. I care for them. They are bound up with me, not only in the fact that we are bound up in the same destiny, but my neshamos, their neshamos, are one. That's the klal gadol b'Torah. And how are you mekayim that klal gadol b'Torah? The Balatanya wrote that the idea of Hillel, when he said, the one rule you have to know to a prospective ger, he said, is what you wouldn't want, don't do unto others. Madalach, sana, l'savrach, l'savid. Whatever you hate, don't allow it to happen to anyone else. The rest, go learn it by yourself. Why? Because once you and someone else, once you and another human being are so perfectly aligned in your neshamais, so then that means you and he or she together can align with the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're ready to do all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tayvim that will be also ma'ached you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. Because now you've let your guf go. Remember, it's always because of some selfish sense of need and some selfish felt need that somebody is less than perfectly sensitive to another human being. But once we let that gashmias go, so then we're able to join together perfectly with the other, with the chaver, with the fellow Jew. We are unified and united in the sense of having each of us cleansed, our neshamas are in the forefront, our neshamas therefore are able to bond neshama to neshama. V'lochein zachud l'luchas achreinois b'yom ha-kippurim. That's why they were zeiche, we were zeiche to the luchas dafka and yom kippur shemikaydem al yidei chet kosov kiparuahu. Perua means something that grows away from its source, something that separates from its source. Lushen of hair that grows long is perua. V'hu nisparei ha-achdus. That's because unity was broken and divisiveness set in. We were disparate from each other and from the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Va'achakach kishe yorad Moshe min ha-har kosuv va'yakhel Moshe. Shenechzeru ha-achdus va-ha-teiru tluye bezeh. Achdus returned, and Torah and the ability to receive the Torah is dependent upon that Achdus, that unity of all of Klal Yisrael, so that every Yid who is represented by Torah receives Torah. So we together can receive it in totem, in its totality. K'mashe Kosov, Mayrasha Kehilas Yaakov, as we're going to read in Parshas V'zeh Sabracha, V'zeh Shekosov Klal Gadol Batera. That's why we have to Le'achah Kumaych is a Klal Gadol Batera, because Batera, in order to receive Torah, we have to be one. Otherwise, there's a piece of Torah that doesn't belong. And we all need each other, because every ice and every facet of Torah represents us, and we represent it. If we, therefore, aren't united, we don't have the one Torah. And so he says, on Yom Kippur, when it's the neshamas that have taken the four that are preeminent, and the guf is so inconsequential, that's the time when the neshamas of Yidden can come back together with each other, benodum lachaveray, and the time therefore when we can succeed together to come back benodum lamakayim as well. And that's why it was a yom of Kabbalah Satera of Luchos Shniyos.